愿大家平安。
Peace to you all。
照我们厄班教会读经的进度，我们这个礼拜应该是哈巴狗书还有马拉基书。
The weekly Bible reading for Irvine Church this week is the book of Habakkuk and Malachi.
我想就照着我们读经的进度，我们来学习我们从圣经所读到的一些神的话。
And so I decided for tonight's sermon topic, we would use our weekly Bible reading.
哈巴谷书里面让我们来看出在哈巴谷先知那个世代，这个整个社会最严重的问题是什么。
The book of Habakkuk allows us to see that during the time of the prophet of Habakkuk, what was the biggest problem within their society?
那神怎么来对待这一个问题？
And how did God react to this problem?
然后那为什么这个问题会产生？
And how did this problem come about?
这个就是我们从哈巴谷书来学习的。
This is the main point that we can take away from the book of Habakkuk.
那在哈巴谷书里面有提到我们一个人对神要有三个态度。
The book of Habakkuk mentions that a person needs to have three attitudes toward God.
这个三个态度非常重要。
And these three are very important.
我们先来看哈巴谷书的第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
哈巴谷书的第二章十四节。
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14.
认识神荣耀的知识，要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一样。
For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
我们敬拜神第一个要追求的就是认识神。
When we are worshiping God, the number one thing that we pursue should be to know God.
有没有可能敬拜神不认识神？
Is it possible for us to worship God but not know Him?
是有可能的。
It is possible.
而很多人在拜偶像，你问他，你为什么拜？他讲得很清楚，发财，再来保平安。
When you ask someone who worships idols, why do they worship idols? Their answer is very simple. It's to be prosperous and to have peace.
但是如果我们问他，到底你拜的是什么？
But when you ask, what exactly do you worship?
关公、关羽、妈祖到底是什么？
Such as the idols, 妈祖。
他讲不出来。
They cannot give you an answer.
他不认识他拜的是什么。
Because he does not know what he worships.
那今天我们为什么拜神？
So today, why do we worship God?
一个最表面的原因就是我们希望得平安。
A very surface answer is we want peace.
我们也希望身体健壮，事业顺利，凡事兴盛。
Of course, we would like to be healthy. We would like our career to be smooth.
这个常常是新年的开始对人的一个祝福。
This often is a blessing that we give to people at the time of the year.
这是神给我们一个最基本的恩典。
And this is a very basic grace that God has bestowed upon us.
但是当我们对神的认识越深之后，
But when our knowledge of God deepens,
我们发现神给我们的恩典是远远超过这个。
We realize that the grace of God far surpasses these things.
甚至圣经说是眼睛没有看过，心没有想过的。
Just like the Bible says, it's things that our eyes have not seen, it's things that we could have not thought of.
也就是不是这个物质界我们所能够想象得到的。
So essentially, it is not material things that we have thought of.
那我们的信仰的追求会很深入，是因为我们对神的认识很深。
So our pursuit of spirituality would deepen because our knowledge of God has deepened.
那常常我们的信仰的追求很浅薄，就是身体健康很平安就完了，这是因为我们对神的认识不够。
So oftentimes our pursuit of faith is shallow because we have already received the material things, the surface things.
那对神认识够了，我们的追求会深入。
So when our knowledge of God has deepened, our pursuit will also deepen.
那这个对神的认识，我们的追求深入，请问最深到底在追求什么？
So we must ask ourselves, when the pursuit reaches a deeper level, what exactly are we pursuing after?
最深就是在追求神本身，而不是神的恩典。
The greatest pursuit is to seek after God himself and not his grace.
神的恩典很好。
The grace of God is great.
但是神本身比他的恩典更好。
But to know God is far surpasses that grace.
所以保罗说，我以主耶稣为至宝。
So Paul once said that Jesus Christ
为至宝，最宝贵的。
Is the most precious thing to him.
保罗不是说我以主耶稣的恩典为至宝。
Paul did not say that he treasures God's grace, his blessings more.
我以主耶稣为至宝。
He said that he holds Jesus Christ most precious.
所以我要丢弃万事，当作粪土，这样为着得着基督，不是得着基督的恩典。
So he would forsake everything to pursue after Jesus Christ, not the blessings.
因为他说我深深的认识基督。
Because he says that he truly knows Jesus Christ.
今天我们在网络的时代，如果我们没有出门，好像放假的时刻，一天呢，读网络的资讯都读不完。
In a day of modern technology, if we were to stay at home on our day off, we would be unable to read everything that there is on the internet.
那里面有太多的资讯。
There's just too much information.
但是这个资讯里面能够找得到真的给我们生活的智慧却很少。
But within all this information, is there anything that could truly teach us about the wisdom of life?
会真的让我们对神的认识更深的，这更少。
That will teach us how to deepen our understanding of God.
因此这个对网络的资讯的发达不能够取代我们在神面前直接来追求认识他。
So the information that we receive over the internet cannot replace first-hand knowledge of God. It cannot deepen our knowledge of God.
所以这个十四节说，认识神荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一样。
So the book of Habakkuk says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea."
水充满海洋，这个水是很多的。
So as we know, it is a vast amount of water.
如果我们到海边去看，一片的汪洋的水。
If we were to go to the beach, we would see a horizon full of sea, full of water.
那我们认识神的知识要这么多。
Likewise, our knowledge of the Lord must be this much in quantity.
所以，我们看看我们教会刚开始那个时候聚会，如果看一些见证的一些文献呢，我们聚会大概就是读读圣经，一起祷告。
So when we first started our church worshiping, we would see that there's many testimonies of people reading the Bible and praying together.
但是越来的，我们就越能够很深入的来查考每一卷，甚至每一章，甚至每一节的圣经节它的意思。
But as we worship longer, we can go in depth every book of the Bible, every chapter.
或者一些重要的主题。
Or some important themes and topics.
因为认识神的知识，要接着圣灵的启示，人的追求一直增加。
Because knowledge of the Lord will grow through the Holy Spirit and our Bible study.
好，那为什么在哈巴谷书第二章要提到认识神荣耀的知识要增加呢？
So why does the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 refer to the knowledge of the Lord needs to increase?
因为从第一章到第二章。
Because from chapter 1 to chapter 2.
我们看到哈巴谷当时社会最大的问题就是罪的问题。
We can see that in the time of prophet Habakkuk, society's biggest problem was sin.
那为什么人会犯罪?
So why does man sin?
第一个原因，最基本的原因就是对神不认识。
The most basic reason is they do not know God.
我们现在来看哈巴谷书的第一章。
Let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他说，神啊，我呼求你，你不应允，到几时呢？我因着 强暴哀求，你还不拯救吗？第三节。
Verse 3.
你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前又起了争端，啊，相斗的事。第四节。
Verse 4.
因此律法放松，公理也不显明，恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。所以这个哈巴谷世代也变成非常，非常可怕的一个世代。
So we know that the time of Habakkuk was actually a very disrupt time.
哦，因为社会充满着罪。
Because the society was filled with sin.
哦，那哈巴谷就一直在想不通了，啊，为什么神允许这样发生，或者说神不做什么事情？
And Habakkuk, he cannot understand why God allowed this to happen or why God has not acted upon it yet.
其实他讲的这一些都是指着神的选民以色列的国度。
In these verses, Habakkuk is actually talking about God's chosen people.
那因为人活在罪里面。
And because people live within sin.
所以第四节就说律法放松，公理不显明。
So verse 4 it says the law is paralyzed, the justice never prevails.
律法跟公理已经没有了。
There's no longer law or justice.
为什么？因为作恶也没有什么恶报。
Because there's no retribution for doing evil.
做善也没有什么善报。
And there's nothing that you gain in return for doing good.
如果这样的话，那神的律法有跟没有也是一样。
If this is the case, then what is the purpose of having the law?
如果今天我们什么开车都不会有警察抓我们，那那个交通规则大概也没有什么用。
Likewise, today, if there are no rules enforcing how we were to drive or any traffic laws, then everyone would drive how they wanted.
所以整个社会充满着罪，但是好像神没有做什么事情，所以律法放松，公理不显明。
So that time society was filled with sin, but God had not done anything yet. So it was like law was paralyzed and justice never prevailed.
那下面说恶人围困义人。
It goes on to say the wicked hem in the righteous.
这个是更可怕的。
So this is even more terrifying.
外的人围困好人。
That the wicked they hem in the righteous.
那好人在受苦。
And it is the righteous that suffer.
所以下面说公理显然颠倒。
So that justice is perverted.
那如果这样的话，这个以色列民是神的选民啊，那神在哪里？
And if the Israelites are the chosen people of God, then where is God?
本来这个先知就是在传神的话语。
So the duty of a prophet is to preach the word of God.
但是在哈巴谷书里面，我们看哈巴谷反而向神问问题。
But we see in the book of Habakkuk, he instead asked many questions of God.
就是他没有办法了解。
Because he does not understand.
所以他要先向神问问题。
So he must ask God.
哈巴谷有两个问题。
He has two questions.
第一个问题就是为什么以色列百姓犯这么多罪，神没有做什么？
He asks, why have you allowed the Israelites to sin so much and you still have done nothing?
他没有办法了解。
He just does not understand.
那为什么以色列百姓会犯罪？
Now why would the Israelites sin?
第一个就是对神不认识。
First is because they do not know God.
所以罗马书里面在讲救恩。
So the book of Romans talks about salvation.
它第一个就是讲罪。
The first that they talk about is sin.
如果没有罪，就不需要救恩。
If there is no sin, we would not need to be saved.
所以要讲救恩，要先讲罪。
So in order to talk about salvation, you must first address sin.
那罗马书第一章在讲罪，第一个就是故意不认识神。
So in Romans chapter 1, when they first talk about sin, they mention it's because they do not know God.
当人把神从心里拿掉，
Once people have removed God from their hearts,
或者他心根本不认识神，
or their hearts did not understand or know
God, 那个就是罪的开始。
That is the beginning of sin.
因为没有神就没有标准。
Without God, there is no standard.
没有神就没有光。
Without God, there is no light.
没有标准就是没有路可以走。
Without a standard, there is no road that we can take.
没有光就是活在黑暗里面。
If there is no light, then we live in darkness.
没有路可以走，活在黑暗里面，这个就是罪的开始。
If there is no road that we can take, if we live within darkness, this is the beginning of sin.
所以为什么以色列百姓会犯罪？
So why do the Israelites sin?
第一个 当然就是对神的不认识。
It is because they do not know God.
好，那对哈巴谷的第一个问题，神怎么回答？
So how did God answer Habakkuk's first question?
好，我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
哈巴谷书第一章的第五节。神说，你要向列国观看，大大的惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行了一件事，所有人告诉你们，你们总不信。第六节。
Verse 6.
我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍啊暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。这里神啊就告诉哈巴谷。
So verse 5 and 6, this is what God answered Habakkuk.
不是神不做事情了。
It is not that he is not doing anything.
神有他的时候。
God has his own timing.
但是神要对付以色列百姓的罪，这个方法从来没有想过的，没有人想过的。
But no one had thought how exactly the Lord would deal with the sin of the Israelites.
因为在第六节说，他要兴起加勒底人。
Because in verse 6, the Lord says, I am raising up the Babylonians.
这个加勒底人是一个拜偶像的一个国家。
The Babylonians are a country that worship idols.
所以在先知书里面说，巴比伦是我的工具。
So in the book of
先知书 prophet,
the prophets, they said that the Babylonians is their tool.
然后尼布甲尼撒王是神的仆人。
The king of Nebuchadnezzar is God's servant.
所以神竟然用一个拜偶像的国家做他的工具，神竟然用一个亵渎神的王啊来做他的仆人。
So God actually used a people who worship idols, as his servant and as his tool.
这个人从来没有想过的。
And this is something that people could not have thought of.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我必兴起加利底人，就是那残忍啊暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。第七节。
Verse 7.
他威武可畏，判断和势力都任意发出，他的马比豹更快，比晚上的豺狼更猛。马兵勇耀争先，都从远方而来，他们飞跑如乌鹰抓死。这个整段都是在讲这个当时的巴比伦国怎么的强盛。
So verse 6 to 8 is talking about just how strong the Babylonians are.
那我们再看11节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他以自己的势力为神，像风猛然扫过，显然有罪。这里在讲尼布甲尼撒王。
So here is talking about King Nebuchadnezzar.
这个巴比伦国，他以自己的势力当神。
Their own strength is their God.
所以他来侵犯以色列百姓，好像一阵大风吹过去。
So they came to capture the Israelites. It was just like they swept past like the wind.
所以神对每一个国家、每一个人的罪到最后都要面对神的刑罚。
So, all the sin of the Israelites, this is the end that they meet.
所以没有一个罪不需要面对神的审判。
There is not one sin that could escape the judgment of God.
这个是我们从整个圣经里面可以看得出来。
This is what we can learn from the Bible.
每一个审判都是因为人有罪。
Every judgment is because man has sinned.
所以人不可能说活着对自己所做的事情不需要负责。
So it is not that man can live and not be held accountable for their own actions.
因为有一个神在那个地方。
Because there is God.
那现在哈巴谷先知就有第二个问题。
Now Habakkuk has a second question.
现在他了解了以色列百姓的罪不是神不审判他们，时候到了，这个巴比伦国就来了。
So now he understands it is not that God will not pass judgment upon the sin of the Israelites. He understands that Babylonians will come.
巴比伦国来攻打他们，就是以色列民对自己的罪所应该付出的代价。
So this is the price that the Israelites must pay for their sin, that the Babylonians would come to defeat them.
但是现在哈巴谷遇到第二个问题。
But now Habakkuk has a second question.
第二个问题他没有办法了解的。
The second thing that he cannot understand.
我们现在看第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1.
十五节
,Verse 15,13节。
你的眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何啊看着不离呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？现在哈巴谷遇到第二个问题。
So this is the second question that Habakkuk has.
这个神的本性啊是公义的。
God himself is righteous.
我们如果说用一个犯罪比较轻的去刑罚犯罪比较重的，这个可以了解，这个也人能够接受的。
If the punishment for a lesser crime were used on a more severe crime, this we can understand.
但是用一个罪比较重的人来刑罚罪比较轻的人，这个很难了解。
But if we were used to punishment on a more severe crime to punish that of a lesser crime, this we cannot accept.
这个好像违反神公义的本性。
This seems to go against God's justice.
所以哈巴谷没有办法了解。
So Habakkuk cannot understand this.
说恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为什么静默不语？
So he asked God, why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves?
那这个恶人是什么？就是当时的巴比伦。
So who are the wicked? It is the Babylonians.
当然他犯的罪比以色列百姓更多，所以是恶人。
So Habakkuk is saying the sin that the Babylonians have committed is even more than that of the Israelites.
那吞灭比自己公义的就是以色列百姓。
So the Babylonians swallow up those who are more righteous than them.
当然以色列百姓有罪了，但是比起巴比伦，当然还是比较公义。
Of course, the Israelites have sinned, but in comparison to the Babylonians, they are more righteous.
那罪比较深的，神用来刑罚罪比较轻的，这个哈巴谷说，你为什么静默不语呢？你为什么允许这样发生呢？
So now Habakkuk asks, why did God allow this to happen?
这是他第二个问题。
So this is his second question.
那这个问题啊，神也有一个答案。
So God has an answer for this question.
我们现在来看第四节。
Let's look at verse
第二章第四节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 4.
加勒底人至高至大，心不正直，唯义人必因信得生。第五节。
Verse 5.
加勒底人因酒诡诈，狂傲，不住在家里，扩充心欲，好像阴间。他如此不能知足，积聚万国，堆积万民，都归自己。这个地方啊。神开始告诉以色列，告诉哈巴谷先生，其实这个加勒底人犯的罪，在神面前呢、都是赤肉畅快的，神不是不知道了。
So God tells Habakkuk the sin of the Babylonians, he knows. It is not that he does not see it.
所以神知道他犯的更严重的罪。
So God knows that the sin of the Babylonians is greater than that of the Israelites.
那怎么办
？So what is to do?
所以到后来就提到加勒底人就要被神毁灭。
So later it says that God will also destroy the Babylonians.
我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
你满受了羞辱，不得荣耀，你也喝吧显出未受割礼的神的右手的杯必传到你那里，你的荣耀就变为大大的羞辱。这个本来加勒底国非常的荣耀，武力非常强盛，非常富有，但是现在神的刑罚一来到，这些都变成羞耻。
So the Babylonians, they are a prosperous nation. They're very strong, but what was their glory will now be their disgrace.
所以这样看起来以色列国跟加勒底人都有罪。
So we can see that the Israelites and the Babylonians, they both have sin.
所以我们看到最后，这个两个罪都要面对神的审判跟刑罚。
So we see in the end that both must suffer the punishment of God.
这个就是神的公义。
This is the justice of God.
所以认识神的知识要增加。
So the knowledge of the Lord must grow.
就是让我们了解到底神的本性是什么，神要我们做什么。
So that we can understand the nature of God and what He wants us to do.
那这样我们才不会犯罪。
This way we will not sin.
不认识神常常是犯罪的开始。
Not knowing God is often the beginning of sin.
那犯罪常常是痛苦的开始。
And the beginning of sin is often the beginning of suffering.
当然，正在犯罪的时候是有快乐的，但是它的结果是痛苦的。
Of course, at the time of sin, we may experience a high or a joy, but the end is suffering.
我们现在看阿摩斯。
Let's turn to the book of
何西阿书。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第六章第三节。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必如临到我们，像甘霖滋润田地的春雨。
Verse 3, let us acknowledge the Lord, let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth.
这里说我们要尽量的去认识神。
So here it says that let us press on to acknowledge him.
所以这里说竭力追求认识他。
So we must put effort into our pursuit of knowing God.
我们现在看到这个智慧的手机很方便。
So we know that smartphones now are very convenient.
对，你在路上、在开车、在机场，任何一个地方都有人低着头在看东西。
So no matter where we go, whether it's on the road or even at the airport, we see people are focused on their phones.
那这个竭力追求认识神，就是表示有时候我们在睡觉的时候，我们一直在想。
But what does it mean to press on to acknowledge Him? Sometimes when we sleep, we're still thinking.
想一些圣经的话，那到底那一节什么意思？
So, for example, we can reflect on the verses in the Bible. What exactly did it mean?
那我每一天拨一段时间来读圣经。
And every day we should set aside time to read the Bible.
然后努力来查考它里面什么意思。
To really pursue after the meaning.
我们现在上网很方便，我们上到网上去听一些有系列的一些查经的一些正道。
So it's very convenient for us to go on the internet, so we can also use that as a tool to learn more about God.
那我们有问题跟一些这圣经比较有在研究的人一起来交通，使我们对神的认识越来越深。
And if we have any questions, we can also use the internet to ask those who are more learned in the Bible.
那下面说，他出现如晨光。
So Hosea goes on to say that he will come to us like the winter rains.
他又如春雨。
Like the spring rains.
所以神好像光，神又好像雨。
So God is like light, but He is also like rain.
所以在追求认识神，就是在追求光。
So those who are pressing on to acknowledge Him are to search after light.
所以越靠近神，就活在那个光里面。
The closer we are to God, the more that we would live in the light.
光就是生命。
The light is life.
让我们的生命活泼。
And this is what gives us a lively life.
光里面就没有罪。
Within light, there is no sin.
那神又好像雨。
But God is also like rain.
那个雨一降下来，百物就滋长。
So when the rains fall, things will flower.
所以我们越靠近神，神越充满，我们的灵性就一直活泼起来。
So likewise, the closer we are to God, the more our spirituality and our faith will grow.
我们所听的道理就开始发芽。
So the gospel that we have heard will continue to bloom.
这样我们的信仰就一直在成长。
That way, our spirituality is ever growing.
所以哈巴谷书到第二章开始就告诉他们第一个要认识神。
So in the book of Habakkuk, starting from chapter 2, it tells them that they need to acknowledge God.
那除了认识神还需要什么？
Other than to know God, what else do they need?
使我们能够离开不义，那真的能够在神面前蒙神悦纳。
It is for us to leave the unrighteous and to seek favor before God.
我们现在回来看阿巴谷书第二章。
Let's turn back to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2.
二十节。
Verse 20.
为神在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。
But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
这个地方说神在他的圣所。
So here it says that the Lord is in his holy temple.
圣经说神住在至高之处。
So we know that God lives in the most high.
非常的伟大。
He is very great.
那下面说，全地的人要在他面前肃静静默。
So it goes on to say, let all the earth be silent before him.
为什么肃静静默？
Why must we be silent?
因为对神有敬畏的心。
Because we have a heart that worships God, that fears God.
那这个第二十节之前呢，就是在讲这个偶像。
Before verse 20, it talks about idols.
他说十九节说木头刻的。
Verse 19, it refers to wood idols.
它是没有生命的。
These are lifeless.
那接下来包裹金银的，毫无气息。
Or those covered with gold and silver, there is no breath in them.
但是我们拜的是不是这样？我们拜的是活的神。
But the God that we worship is not like that. We worship a living God.
所以怎么让我们生活能够充满着公义，不会犯罪？
So how can we have our lives be filled with righteousness and not sin against God?
除了认识他之外，
other than knowing God.
再来就是对他有敬畏的心。
We must have a heart that worships Him.
中国有一句话说，祸罪于天，无所导也。得罪人，你还可以求他赦免。但如果得罪神的话，没有人能够做什么。
There's a saying in Chinese saying that if you do a wrong against a person, you can still ask for his forgiveness, but if you wrong a God, then there's nothing you can do.
所以有时候得罪人，在这个社会上，他就把你当作不存在，这样就完了。
Sometimes if we do wrong by another person, the worst they can do is just pretend we no longer exist.
所以有时候你得罪一个人，你一生的关系没有办法好过来，他就不把你当作存在。
So the worst is they just forget about you.
但是得罪神又不是这样。
But when we sin against God, that is not the case.
得罪神呢，就很难了。
It is much more difficult when we sin against God.
所以如果每一个人都有一个自觉，我们每一天都活在神的面前。
So if everyone to be conscious that we live before God.
有一个敬畏的心。
That we have a heart that worships Him.
那我们所做的每一件事情，我们到最后都要觉得，我要做在神面前认为是对的。
Everything that we do, we want to make sure that is right before the eyes of God.
如果不确定神要我这样做，我不敢随便做。
If we are unsure if God wants us to act this way, then we wouldn't dare to do it.
因为我所怕的是得罪神。
Because the thing that we fear the most is to sin against God.
所以这个地方说，全地要在他面前肃静静默。
So in Habakkuk it says, let all the earth be silent before him.
在以赛亚书里面呢，
In the book of Isaiah,
在前面就提到神公义的审判。
It talks about the righteous judgment of God.
因为以色列百姓拜偶像。
Because the Israelites worshipped idols.
但是以赛亚书到四十章的开始了，就在提到神。
But in the book of Isaiah, starting around chapter 40, it talks about God.
怎么让他们会离开拜偶像呢？就是对神要认识增加。
How can the Israelites stop worshipping idols? They must come to know God.
那这个对神认识增加，他就提到在神面前人算什么。
So the book of Isaiah talks about what is man before God.
我们来看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 40.
十五节。
Verse 15.
看万民都像水桶的一滴，又算如天平上的微尘。他举起海岛，好像极微之物。十七节。万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚无，乃是虚空。这是在提到人的渺小。
So this is talking about the insignificance of man.
好像水桶的一滴。
It's just like a drop in the bucket.
又好像天平上的微尘。
It's just like dust on the scales.
起不了作用的，这也有微尘。
There's nothing that dust can do.
那十七节，不但是虚无，乃是虚空。
Verse 17 says, "We are not only nothing, but we are also worthless."
所以我们了解人的渺小，神的伟大，我们只能够在他面前存着敬畏的心来生活。
Once we know how minute we are and how great God is, we can be silent before Him.
在神面前静默。
We can be silent before. We can worship before God.
第一个要对他认识，第二个要敬畏他。
So first we must know God. The second is we must worship Him.
这样我们才会活在公义里面。
That way we can live in righteousness.
那除了这两点，还需要什么？
Other than these two things, what else do we need?
让我们回到哈巴谷书第三章。
Let's turn back to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3.
哈 巴谷书第三章啊，哈巴谷就提到在当时的世代啊，真的是太危险了。
So he's talking about the dangers of the time that he lived in.
因为以色列百姓不愿意悔改。
Because the Israelites they refused to repent.
所以巴比伦马上就下来。
So the Babylonians are coming swiftly.
这个灾难很大。
This catastrophe is very big.
所以十七节。
Verse 17.
我听见神的声音啊，身体战兢，嘴唇发颤，苦中朽烂。我在所立之处站静，我只可安静等候。哦，阿巴谷第三章，哦的十六节，哦，只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯境之民上来。十七节。虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树也不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地也不出产，啊，圈中绝了牛羊，棚内也没有牛。我们如果看哈巴谷描写当时哈巴比伦要攻进来的前面那一段时间，哦，这个真的是人间的绝境。
So verses 16 and 17, Habakkuk describes what it was like before the Babylonians came to invade them.
啊，犯境之民马上来了要杀很多人。
They know what is coming. They know that their enemy is coming to destroy them.
无花果树长不起来。
The fig tree does not bud.
葡萄果树不结果，橄榄树也不结果，因为神不祝福。
There's no grapes on the vine, the olive crop does not grow.
那种的地它也不出粮食。
The field produces no food.
那羊棚牛都死光了。
There's no sheep in the pen and there's no cattle.
生活都有困难，黑暗来到了，这怎么办呢？
So even the materialistic aspect of their life, they're facing difficulty.
以色列人不愿意悔改，所以这个困难马上临到，怎么办呢？
So because the Israelites do not repent, this catastrophe is coming upon them.
这就提到我们对神的第三个态度。
So this is the third attitude that we must have towards God.
十八节。
In verse 18.
然而我要因神欢喜，因为救我的神喜乐。十九节。
Verse 19.
神是我的力量，他是我的脚，快如母鹿的蹄，又使我隐行在高处。
Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. 19. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights.
当我们活在很顺利的时候，我们整个头脑，我们整个思想都在世界上。
So when life is going very smoothly for us, we only think about worldly matters. We live in the world.
但是当我们看世界一片黑暗，所有的路都断绝了。
But when we see the world for darkness and we have no road to take.
那个就是哈巴谷的时代。
That is the time of Habakkuk.
那怎么办呢？
What do we do?
哈巴谷就开始仰望神。
Habakkuk looked to God.
神就是我的力量。
He said that God is his strength.
神是我的喜乐。
God is his joy.
神是我的安慰。
And God is his comfort.
所以在最黑暗的时代里面，他发现他的力量，他的喜乐是从神来的。
So in his darkest times, he realized that his strength and his joy comes from God.
所以我们看我们现在这个世代也是一样。
So we look at today's society, it is the same.
主耶稣再来，这个世代会越来越糟糕。
Before the second coming of Christ, society would only come to be worse.
罪会越来越重。
The sin will grow.
这是事实，也是圣经的预言。
This is fact, and this is also what was prophesied in the Bible.
那在这个世代里面呢，我们真正的喜乐、平安从哪里来？
And during this time, where does our joy and where does our peace come from?
就是从神来的。
It comes from God.
这是超越环境的喜乐。
So this is something that surpasses our surroundings.
好像保罗被关到监牢里面。
Just like when Paul was jailed.
他竟然写腓立比书，充满着喜乐。
He wrote the book of Philippians, which talks about joy.
那个喜乐是从神本身来的。
This joy can only come directly from God.
神是我们的力量。
So God is our strength.
所以他给我们力量，我们就能够面对外面的困难。
And because he gives us strength, we're able to face the obstacles.
神是我们的喜乐。
God is our joy.
所以外面虽然没有喜乐，但是神在里面就有一种内在的满足，就很甜美。
So even though there's no joy outside, we've experienced joy inside.
神就是我们的光。
God is our light.
虽然黑暗，我们看到神就是我的希望。
And even though we live in darkness, we see God as our hope.
所以虽然外面是充满着负面的，但是神在我里面。正面的就充满在我里面。
So even though we may be surrounded by negativity, God gives us the positive.
在神里面，人永远有希望。
Within God, we always have hope.
这个是我们所拜的神。
And this is the God that we worship.
所以哈巴谷书提到我们对神的三个态度。
So Habakkuk touches upon three attitudes that we have towards God.
第一个，要竭力追求他，认识他。
One, we must press on to acknowledge him.
第二个
，the second,
要在他面前肃静敬畏。
We must be silent and to worship before him.
第三个
，and the third one,
要追求在他里面喜乐。
We must seek joy within God.
以他做我们的力量。
And have God be our strength.
这样来过我们的信仰生活。
And this is how we will live our spiritual life.
虽然外面我们没有办法改变。
So even though we cannot change what happens
outside,
but as long as God abides with us, we can still have a joyful life. Let us sing hymn.
238.